dismantle also the idea that there were democratic elections. First, the elections were done like this, at gunpoint. This is the first thing. Second, the people who participated in this election, they thought that finally they would have honest representatives that would call for the end of the occupation. What the candidates were telling the people is, we need to be sovereign, we will be a majority, so then we will be able to call for the end of occupation by peaceful means. We don't need to take weapons and get into the armed struggle to push the occupier out. We will have a parliament that will be able to call for the end of the occupation. Of course, that parliament cannot make one decision, smoke which brand of cigarette, without the Americans having to say yes or no. So a part of the population was tricked into thinking that by participating in the political process, they could end the occupation. But already at that time, the people who participated in the elections thought it was a way to end the occupation. Nowadays, all Iraqi people cannot be tricked anymore. It has been 5 years and a half, they have been the killing, they have seen the killing, they know that even in the areas that supposedly voted for this or that and thought they would defend their interests, the same don't get electricity, don't get water, there is no economy, there is no work, apart from killing each other that you can be paid for, there is no other economy than this. They understand that they did not benefit in any way from participating in what is called this political process.